Well, now to a particularly alarming report on climate change published today in the journal Nature. In it, scientists suggest that some of the signals that indicate the Earth has reached a point of no return may already have been reached. The scientists say that the melting ice sheets in Antarctica have reached a tipping point where the melting will get exponentially worse. And they warn that tipping points are still not widely understood. Isabel Rowe has our report.
The concept of a tipping point in climate is best explained with an analogy, according to Australian National University climate scientist Will Steffen.
A good analogy that most people would understand is a kayak where you're paddling out on reasonably flat water, and you can tip it a little bit and it comes back, and you can tip a little bit more and it comes back and it's stable. But if you tip it just a little bit more, it goes all the way over.
It's a concept that's been debated by climate experts for 20 years. Today, Will Steffen is one of a group of scientists which has released a paper in the journal Nature warning that tipping points for many key climate indicators are closer than first thought. Others may already be happening. Will Steffen worries the Great Barrier Reef is one.
The latest information is they are not being restored by the larvae from the remaining coral. So it could be, we could have crossed the tipping point for half the Great Barrier Reef. It may not come back. We don't know for sure, but there's a real worry that we've already pushed that one too far.
The research also warns Antarctic sea ice melt may have already reached its tipping point.
That's the ice that floats over the North Pole and the surrounding sea. And it has its own inbuilt tipping mechanism, which is true for many of these. So basically, as that melts, as it gets warmer up there and it melts back in the summertime, that exposes more dark ocean water. So it's absorbing more sunlight than it otherwise would. That warms it even more. So it gets to a point where that process becomes unstoppable.
Dr. Sue Cook studies the movement of Antarctic ice sheets at the University of Tasmania. She explains the process of melting ice shelves.
If you start retreating from the edge, you start exposing thicker and thicker ice, which will move faster out towards the edge. And so you get kind of an accelerating positive feedback process.
And do you think that point has been reached yet?
We're not entirely sure. There are a number of complicating factors, but what we are definitely seeing at the moment is rather rapid retreat in West Antarctica, and that's one of the regions where this process can happen. So we think it may actually already have reached a tipping point in that region.
The paper's authors say reducing greenhouse gas emissions can slow the process. The research paper joins thousands of others with the same warning, and Emeritus Professor Will Steffen admits he is often concerned that the influx of information can be overwhelming. But he thinks the message is starting to get through.
We've had this student movement, Student Strikes for Climate Change. Extinction Rebellion has come up very recently. They're moving very vigorously toward getting action on this. So it's possible that we could be approaching a social tipping point as well.
That's climate scientist Professor Will Steffen. Isabel Rowe reporting.